Good morning once again, and welcome again to the Daily Inspiration from Fountain of Life. And we have been together this week. It's been good for me. I hope it's been good for you as well. I am blessed as I look into the Word of God and look to Him, and I trust you are as well. I am grateful to be able to spend this time with you, and as looking back, I see that we've covered just a very small amount of ground here, and I want to once again encourage you to go back through and read these things for yourself, because there's so much here, and so I want to just kind of go through here. We've talked about a few things. I want to go to Matthew chapter 7 now, and I want to read just a couple of verses here to meditate on, and again, hopefully you'll go through and fill in the gaps here, because I'm skipping over many things, and I don't want you to think that's because I don't think they're important words and teachings. It's not that at all. I'm just kind of trying to go through here and highlight on a few things. But all of Jesus' words are very important, so I don't want you to get the wrong impression at all. But anyways, chapter 7, and beginning in verse 7, I want to just kind of touch on something here that I believe is very crucial for you and I. Jesus is speaking again. He's been teaching here, and he's going. It's all one sermon and one message here. We're going to break in here at Matthew 7, verse 7. And Jesus says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" And he's giving a comparison here. Those of you that are fathers, you understand and you know that when our children are asking for things, now we use wisdom here. We don't give them everything that they want, but there's things that they sometimes would have need of. If we see our children coming to us and asking, it's a delight to be able to give them what they need and to bless them in that way. And Jesus is using this as an example. He's saying, you being evil, you know how to give good gifts unto your children. You know how to do that. And in the comparison here, he's saying, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? He's just told us previously that if we would ask, we'll receive. In verse 8 there, he says, "For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And him that knocketh, it shall be opened." He's giving us a key here and a word of instruction that we can ask the Father. And he's going to give us good gifts. He knows how to do that, and he wants to do that. And he's letting us know here that God is wanting to give us good gifts. Verse 12, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." He is giving us some good instruction here that we need to seek the Lord, we need to ask, and we need to knock on that door sometimes and knock. And he says it'll be open unto you. And he's saying, you as earthly fathers, when your children need bread, you're going to give them bread. And he says, if they ask you of a fish, you're not going to give them a serpent. God has got a heart that is longing to give us good gifts. He wants us to ask him. He wants us to be in a position where we will ask him, and he will give us good things. And God wants so much to give us his Holy Spirit, to give us strength and power to live out Christian life here. And I believe that as we come to Him by faith and we seek Him and ask, that He's going to do those things for us. Not to make us something special, but that He'd be glorified. And so we can take that and learn from what Jesus is teaching here, that we're able to come to our Heavenly Father and ask Him. Now, we've been talking about these things, that Jesus has raised up a standard for us, and that is way high. We can't come close to fulfilling the law, but we have been given a way through Christ to live out a life here on this earth that is giving glory to God. Now, I believe Jesus is giving us this special permission to come to God and ask, Lord, would you give us some good things? Would you give us bread? And would you give us food that we might be filled, not so that we could just be filled, but so we can help feed others? I believe that God has given us a key here through the teachings of Christ. And we can come to Him, we can ask Him, and He will give to us. Now, I know there's going to be people that will abuse this system here, and they're going to want to ask God for things that they can spend on themselves, and to be covetous with this. And God's not interested in us asking Him for things that we don't need. Just like a father wouldn't give to his children things that would be harmful to them. Now, there are many people that have abused these scriptures, and they have asked God for much wealth and for big houses and nice cars. God is not talking about those kinds of things. That is not what would make a person to be fulfilled and to be happy. Those kinds of things are empty and they're vain. Those kinds of things can draw us away from God, because our attention becomes focused on something different than the cross of Christ. And we have to be very careful here that we don't find ourselves asking God for the wrong kinds of things. You know, this life here is short, and we don't need to be spending time on the temporal things and to really being consumed by those, but that we might be able to take the gospel to a world that doesn't see Christ. Those are the kinds of things I believe is the heart of God. And when a man starts getting distracted by houses and lands and cars and money, those kind of things are going to be like a weight that pulls us down, that's going to get our focus somewhere where it doesn't even belong. But God will take care of all the things that we need. He says so in His Word. He's going to watch over us and take care of us. So let's not get caught up in those kinds of things. God's going to be faithful to take care of us. He'll put food on our table, and He'll give us clothing to put on our backs. He'll take care of us. So when we ask Him, it's not wrong to ask for food and clothing. No, that's okay. But let's not get those things so important that that's all we can think about, is riches and things of that nature. But let's ask God to give us souls of men, that they might hear the gospel, that they might respond to the call of God through Jesus Christ. As they see salt and light, that they be drawn to the Father. How much more valuable is that than a car or a house or land? When you take a look at those things through the eyes of eternity, there is no comparison. There's none. The Bible tells us that heaven and earth, it will pass away. It's going to go away someday. God is going to destroy all of this that we see. There's going to be fire, and there's going to be destruction of all the temporary things. But the things that are eternal, that's where our value system needs to be. That's where we need to have our heart. And so, as we come to God, let's remember that we want to glorify God and lift up His kingdom. So, I want you to be encouraged with that today. As you come to God, would you ask Him to give you strength? Would you ask him to give me strength that we might glorify our Father in heaven and be salt and light? I hope that that message has come across strong this week, that God would use us to glorify him. And so may you be blessed as you look after the things of God. And I want to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can point others also to him. God bless you, brothers.